Welcome to the Amplifying Leadership Podcast. I am your host, Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is our division. This podcast is a place dedicated to amplifying your leadership through our guest stories, tips, information, and more. To learn more about our leadership division, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca. Today, I am welcoming Marcel Combs, owner, leadership expert, author, speaker, and even a podcast host. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Tara. It's so nice to be here. And I'm so happy to get to just visit with you and your audience for a few minutes.
That sounds great. And I'm looking forward to the conversation. Before we get into talking about connection, why don't you tell us a little bit about your leadership story or why leadership is so important to you?
Do you know, it's been my whole goal in life to grow as a leader and to try to have the last day on this earth that I take a breath be the last day that I learn something. I tell myself that sometimes when I'm watching trash TV and wasting lots of hours, is this enlightening me or bringing me down? Anyway, so I began, I really am a nurse by background and kind of fell into business. And through that process, I began to grow a business I worked for and then ended up buying that business. I've sold since that time and started many new businesses. Right now, I have three pretty diverse kind of businesses, one in leadership, one in healthcare, home health and hospice consulting, and another in some real estate type investments. So it's been a great journey, and I've had the blessing and the real fortunate ability to be able to learn from lots of different leaders who are certainly smarter, better, faster, and grower of everything than I am.
And it's awesome that you talk about learning, because I am a believer that leaders, everybody needs to continually develop and learn. We're humans. That's what we naturally do. And so I agree with that. I love that you bring that up, because I think it's such a key point, especially when we talk about connection. Because when we meet new people or we genuinely connect with others, we learn so much more. So before we get into talking about that, why don't you help the audience understand, what do you mean by a genuine connection in the workplace?
You know, I think, and my book, I'll throw that in. My book is about basically, the title of it is Never Hire Your Friends with Never Crossed Out, which basically means always hire your friends. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's built on trust and honesty and honoring others. And to be able to do that, there's nothing I like better than to get to know another person, really and truly, whether they're the person I'm riding to a rental car place to, or a patient of long ago when I saw in their home and they fought in World War II, or, you know, started a diamond mine in Africa.
Wow.
And, you know, I think that if you really are interested in people and you love people, I'll use that word in the most generic way, that you can easily care about them. And if you care about them, then your life is so much more enriched by getting to know them at a different level. Chick-fil-A used to do, and I have no money investment in Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A did this advertisement one time, and it talked about the person at the counter, and and maybe they're a little gruff or grumpy or whatever, or the customer. But then when you saw their backstory, you know, their spouse had just been diagnosed with cancer, or their mother had just learned they had dementia, or some other happening. And that's what you get to know when you have a genuine connection. That genuine connection means that I try to understand where they're coming from. And I try to, in that understanding, can communicate better with that person and truly grow as a person because I don't think the same way as everyone else.
We're all different.
Remarkably,
Yeah.
we're all different and we're all motivated by different things. We care about different things. We go about daily life in a different way.
Absolutely. I do want to come back to something you mentioned, which is that whole idea of people buy or connect with people they know, like, and trust. And that takes some getting to know people. For my audience, I always ask the question, what's your leadership story? So they can connect differently. They understand where people come from when they're listening to each episode. So it really is very important, as you're alluding to make sure that you have that genuine connection with people, even if they are your direct report. So I used to do one-on-one conversations, and there wasn't just, the plain old, how are your goals agenda type thing going on, but also, how was your weekend? How are the kids? Or, just trying to learn a little bit about them on a more personal connection. Do you feel that that should be a key piece of leaders to employees when we're talking about connection?
I think that, I mean, I think that's an essential piece, but I think on top of that, you have to, in that conversation, have humility and honesty, and you have to honor the other person by not repeating in a negative way anything personal about that employee. I mean,
Yeah,
there are
great.
celebrations. People graduate from high school, they graduate from college. Someone has actually announced a baby coming. It's not your secret. It's where they've announced it. Those are not negative things to share, but you should never share personal details of another person's life unless they've given you permission to do so.
Absolutely. Absolutely agree.
Right. If they are talking about it in front of everyone, then it's okay. But if not, it's not, you won't be trusted in that whole honesty piece. In honesty, you have to be a trusted partner. And I think when you get to know someone, we do peer reviews, have always done peer reviews where a new employee goes out with a group that will actually be their peers. And it's not a popularity contest. It is, does this person have the skills and ability? Do you think that they'll be able to perform the job? It's not the final decision, but it is part of the overall process of how you hire someone. And I think that's, and it also allows that person to have an automatic connection when they come into the workplace
Yes.
if they actually get the job.
That's an interesting idea. We used to walk people around so they would see where they're going to work. So whether that was out in our warehouse or in the office or wherever it was, we would walk them around so they got a little bit of comfort before we even gave a job offer. So it's interesting that you did something similar, maybe not the same, but similar, where they could actually get a feel for it. Do you think that this is a big missing piece in hiring when we're trying to build a connection with our team later?
I think it's a really big a big part of whether a person stays or not. It's one thing to be great at recruiting employees, but the retention, which we never really as employers monitor that. In a we struggle a little more in trying to say if my turnover rate is higher, I kind of know what that cost, but I don't really know, like I know other things as a daily cost. And if that person isn't a good fit, and I always say this to young people just starting out, you have to learn to get along with people. And we have Gen Z in particular coming into the workplace that has been, I mean, they are native inbred, electronic. So
They
many
love their
have
phones.
been, their social interactions have all been electronic. And sometimes if they're coming into a non-remote, a face-to-face job, it's exhausting for them and also difficult to have interpersonal relationships every day.
Yeah. And oh, sorry. I was just going to say, it's interesting you bring that up because my daughter was during COVID, was literally in grades 8 to 10, 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there, right? Depending on the year. And there was so much time that they then all of a sudden, going into grade 9, she's at home. And you don't get the grade 9 year, which is so key in social interaction when you're a young teen. So it's interesting that you bring that up in the workplace as well, because I've seen it with my own clients. They are so attached to their phone. If you have a policy that says you can't have a phone on the forklift, they don't even know what to do, right? So it's very interesting. Go ahead.
Oh no, I would absolutely 100% agree with you. When social media first came, this has been years ago, and all the companies were saying outlawed, 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 none at the workplace. I finally just gave up and said, look, you have a productivity standard and you have to meet that productivity standard. And as long as you aren't posting anything that would embarrass the company about your company, then do as you will, because it is sometimes the battle or the fight is should be modified based on what socially is changing. And we are seeing a little more. I see some real glimmers of the next kind of generation saying we're spending too much time on electronics.
I'm seeing that too.
And the old people are they're more into it, which automatically means that the young people don't want
Maybe that's a good thing.
it. Right.
The next
So.
generation's coming up for sure. Let me ask you this, because communication, another, I love talking about communication, but when it comes to developing those strong connections, it's vital. And we talked a little bit about one-on-ones, but what do you think a leader, some of those key pieces that a leader needs to remember when we're communicating with our team, either individually or as a group, that helps us build those strong communications? We know trust and honesty and stuff, but what does that mean? What does that look like for a leader?
We have done over the years, probably, I mean, way too many personality testings. But I do believe that it is important to understand the person sitting across from you, their personality. If I am very outgoing and I'm a very strong, louder person, and I am talking to someone who's very calm, and you can probably already tell I can come across strong. I'm very straightforward. I don't usually beat around the bush, but if I know or I understand and I've gotten to know with a connection that person, they're very soft-spoken. They need to tell a very long story, which really I need the facts and I need the outcome. And really, I've got to really get a hold of myself. I try to say I must listen to the person in front of me quietly. Maybe I need to change the tone of my voice. Maybe I need to sit back further. Maybe my body language needs to speak openness. I've always had an open door policy. So, I need for them to understand, one, I care about what they have to say. And two, I need to understand if they're a very big perfectionist. I need to truly understand and also have an explanation that goes through all the details. I can be impatient with getting to the end, but I need to know if I'm talking to someone and I need them on my team, whether psychologically, physically, emotionally, I've got to give them all of the answer. I've got to have them understand I have researched these things and here's the references that I have and here's the details. And I will have to tell you that is hard for me because I can see the end. and I need to run to the results. But if I can't talk to, let's say, the IT department, if I can't talk to them in a way that says I'm not just about to blow up the whole system, then they won't understand me and I won't get it done. Or they'll say, yes, I will. And which really means you're going to the bottom of my to-do list and it'll happen maybe, and maybe it won't.
I have to come back to a couple of things you say in there, which is, I mean, know the person you're talking to. So I always, when I do my training, I tell my leaders, you need to know the audience, right? And if you're in a group, it's a little bit different of a communication because you're trying to capture everybody. But like you said, if you had someone really shy in front of you or someone really outgoing, and that's completely different than who you are, that's adaptable. You need to be a leader who's adaptable. Like you were saying, you need to remind yourself, like, take that step back, and this person needs time to process, or maybe they're goals driven or values driven or whatever is really motivating them. And it's so important. I also want to come back to the open door. I had an open door policy, except if I was on meetings, right? But open door just garners connection. It just makes people feel so welcome by their leader. Would you not agree?
Oh, absolutely. And I will tell you that it is hard, and sometimes, especially if you're running on deadlines too, but you've got to, I would say you've got to fight as a leader to have some open door time to
Yeah,
say,
I
come
agree.
on by. And just say hello, come on by and have a cup of coffee. Come, I'm gonna be here. I'm not gonna leave exactly at 5 o'clock. You have to have those options and in your communication. And that, to me, that communicates even more about a leader. How open are you to people just stopping by?
And you can even have, at one point I had office hours because I had too many meetings. That was a global company, right? So there was meetings all the time. So I would have like, okay, today's office hours are this, and my door's open for those hours, come in, and people also respect your time that way because you have that open door. So they don't come in all the time because the door's only open once a week. They know you're available, and that just makes that revolving door a little bit less, really. Right. So there's a lot of those people out there who are fearing the open door. Don't fear the open door. The more it's open, the less people are going to bug you with things that maybe you don't need to. Right.
For sure.
So we've been talking a lot about connection with employees, but I and I'm sure yourself too find it valuable that we make those genuine connections outside of just our own employees. So other departments, our peers, our leaders above us, board of directors, if that makes sense, even our vendors. What do you feel that they should do in order to build those connections? And why do you feel the ones that you would like to talk about today are important?
Well, one is, John Maxwell, who's a great leadership guru, he wrote a book, The 360 Leader, and it really talked about having connections beside, over, under you. And I think those are invaluable because, one, if you ever have an opportunity to talk to someone, be prepared. If you think I'm going to be at a reception where the president of a global company is going to be present, then if I only got 2 minutes of his time, what would be the one or two questions I would want to know to ask? And that means, goodness knows, with AI and Google and AI in Google, all of the things out there, I can find just about everything in the world I want to find out about a person. Be prepared before you go in. Read their books, pull their information, know who they are. One trick, which was long ago, now we have CRMs, that customer our customer type programs. But I knew I got an excellent sales guy who would, after he would go to a meeting, he would come back in the car. It was car based, and he would write down some of the things that Let's say a physician had told him he has three kids. His oldest kid is going to college. One of my actually physician who was a referral source, his son was a helicopter pilot at the same time my husband was in Iraq. Well, it was really important for me. The next time I saw him, I managed to find a map because he said, I just don't know where he is all the time. I managed to find a map and took the map and dropped it off at his office. Didn't even go in and bother him. Dropped it off his office to say, look, here's where my husband is. And maybe you can find your son somewhere on the globe then too. But the point is people remember and care about it if you remember and care some of the details in their life too. It could be any that's just one little example, but I can learn from those people. I can learn from people on the ground. I used to visit, I had a big home health company one time, and I would visit very rural areas. And I can tell you, just talking to the people about a frustrating thing that had to do with payroll. Now, my corporate office kind of hated that. But by talking to people in the field, I mean, I would say actually doing the work. You can break outside of that protective bubble if you're in a leadership position. If you're in a starting position, as I said, take the opportunity, be brave, go up, ask an intelligent question.
Don't be afraid. I remember doing that. I remember doing that one time. Our CEO was over in Europe and they were down here. I'd never met anybody that high up before. And we were both standing somewhere at a booth. Something, I can't remember exactly what it was, but I looked over and I realized who it was. And so then I asked him a question that I knew about him with regards to the business. And there was an immediate connection. So it does work. Absolutely try it, because it's amazing. Amazing. I want to come back to something too that you said, which is about taking some of those notes where you had the salesperson take the notes. I saw a speaker one time, and I cannot remember his name at this time, but he used to tell us the same thing. If you're at a networking event or you're at a conference where there's other people in your industry and you get the business card, write something afterwards, write something on the back that was either personal or catching about them. So that when you saw them next, you talked about, maybe it was something personal, maybe it was about their wedding coming up, you could say, how did your wedding go? Like, there's a connection. Or it could be like, hey, last time we talked, you said sales were doing great. How are they now? If it's that type of connection, right?
Right.
But I also want to come back to the feedback piece, whereas we're asking, what do we need to do? And if we don't listen and we don't have those genuine connections with our employees or our peers, we can't learn what they need, want, or what we may be able to do to develop ourselves too. So I think I wanted to come back to that because I think it's such an important piece, which goes right back to what we first started talking about, which is the whole learning piece with these connections, right? What would you say if we wanted to, and we know maybe we're not used to doing these genuine connections and we wanted to get started, are there strategies that you suggest to get yourself started? Maybe you're a new manager, or even if you are an older manager that just hasn't ever done this before, what would you say?
I would first say, part of it, that is personality. I think about the CFO and the accountants, which I love, accountants. So let me make that perfectly clear, because, math always makes sense.
Yes, it does.
But generally, and I do mean generally, generally people who pick that up, they're really interested in just 1, 2, 3, 4. And they really kind of feel like it's a loss of time. I would tell them to schedule in time. If they're a
great
big
point.
Schedule person, 15 minutes. I used to say to my managers, before you walk in and go directly to your desk, try to take time, if that's who you are, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, walk around the office, say hello to every single person that you come in contact, then go to your office versus sprinting your office, hiding in there, and sprinting out. Now, again, we have remote workers now, and that makes it a challenge. So if you're all remote workers, I would say schedule yourself 15 minutes, 30 minutes where you are not allowed to talk about work. It's how was your weekend? What are you going to do for Halloween? What are you going to do for Christmas? Is there, and again, if you don't have the trust factor and you've never done that, you got to work on
And be patient, right?
being a trust person. Yes, and be patient. Maybe, people are more transparent when you are transparent.
For sure.
So what can you say? I got a ticket on the way to work. My husband ran into a tree on a driveway. He didn't tell anyone. Little did you know that his car has a big dent in it. So therefore, the evidence demands a verdict. So, share something that makes you vulnerable. You could start there. If you hadn't have no relationship, start by saying hello and smiling, telling your
Yes.
face. I
That's
said,
right.
if you're happy, then perhaps you should tell your face you're happy.
Love that.
But again, you're also trying to let other people know that you trust them with information from you.
Yeah, love that. That's a great strategy, Sid, especially when you're first new to this.
Right.
And that trust factor takes time. If people are always used to you being that cold, go to the door, shut it, and be in my office for the day, it's going to take a little time for them to they're probably going to go, "What is going on?"
Right.
Right? So that little smile, even as a good starting point, as an excellent point, because it just softens everything to get that
Right.
trust factor starting to build. So I love that. To wrap up today, is there any hot tip you want to share with our audience around genuine connection?
I would say a hot tip is it's worth it. When you get
Yes.
you spend most of your time, most of your life working, even in a remote world, you're working with other people. Make it worth it for you. Make it when you get to the end of your life that you try not to have, you try to minimize your regrets. I've worked with people I love to work with. I loved my family. I loved what I did in my life. And it will be worth it on the other side versus, oh, I can work with anyone. You don't want to do that. You want to have a more genuine connection and a deeper understanding of people in life.
And that just increases productivity alone for any
Absolutely.
business, right? Because
Absolutely.
people are happier to come to work and we all want to be
Right.
happier and see smiles on our faces, right?
Right. For sure. For
Yeah.
sure.
Thank you so much for the conversation today. I want to give you a chance to let us know about your book, where we can find you online, social media, or any other places that maybe you want to share.
Yes, my book can be found on Amazon or my website, marcelcombs.com. If you spell my name right, you can get to my website. Either one, you can get to my book. I think it's not a long book, but yeah, I think it has some real insightful things that will help you on your journey. We are also on social media, Instagram, Facebook,
Excellent.
LinkedIn. And so you can find any of our resources there. And Tara, I just appreciate so much what you're doing to help people in their leadership growth and journey. And thank
Thank
you
you
for letting
so
me be on
much.
the show. Yes.
It was a wonderful conversation. I do want you to give a chance to our audience to spell your name so that they do want to find you. They don't have to
Okay.
guess, but go
Yes.
ahead.
It is Marcel. My parents were creative. MarcyLlE Combs, Combs. And that's dot com. MarcyLlE Combs. And so if you get that right, you will find me. I haven't found another one spelt that way.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing all that information too about your book, etc. And of course, obviously, for this amazing conversation today. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Of course, we would like to thank our audience today. We do hope you gained some valuable insights or tips from today's conversation with Marcel. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a great rating. This helps us and our guests like Marcel reach even more leaders with these helpful stories, tips, and advice. We do love helping leaders grow and thrive. If this episode got you thinking, we would love for you to consider our brand new Amplifying Leadership Circle community. For more information, you can go to amplifyingleadership.ca/community-info. Leadership is better when we do it together. For more information about all of our leadership services, please visit us anytime at amplifyingleadership.ca, a division of Twin Life Coaching and Business Services. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.